Ukraine hoaxer Alexander Vindman accuses Elon Musk of conspiracy. Denies taking money from Ukrainian oligarchs. By Christina Wong on November 28, 2024. Alexander Vindman, a former National Security Council staffer who sparked the impeachment of President-elect Donald Trump over Ukraine aid, attacked Elon Musk as a conspiracy theorist after claiming Musk was controlled by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vindman dredged up a post from Musk last year, adding, "I guess now it's a tradition for Elon at Elon Musk to spout off with some absurd conspiracy. Bruh, maybe spend some time with your family and take time to be thankful for your blessings." This post came after a video clip of Vindman appearing on MSNBC months ago resurfaced this week on X, where Vindman accused Musk of being controlled by Putin and possibly even leaking state secrets to Russia. Vindman said in the interview, "Clearly, Putin has a type. He likes narcissists and egomaniacs that he knows as a case officer he could easily pander to and manipulate to do his dirty work. We are under attack. Russia has been using different levers, whether that's corruption networks. In this case, it's influencers like Donald Trump, like Elon Musk, to really kind of sow discord. And it's particularly troubling with Elon Musk in this case, because Elon Musk has access to state secrets. He has top secret security clearance. It's possible that some of that is seeping through. Putin has been very effective in playing both Trump and Elon. And he's been using the richest man in the world to do his bidding in this." Musk fired back on Wednesday, telling Vindman that he has committed treason for which he will pay. Vindman is on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and has committed treason against the United States, for which he will pay the appropriate penalty. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, November 27, 2024. Vindman also denied he has taken any money from Ukrainian oligarchs. While Vindman has denied taking any money from Ukrainian oligarchs, he has admitted to pitching defense contracts to the Ukrainian government for as much as $12 million to operate and repair military equipment being used in the Ukraine-Russia war. "Thanks for the advertisement. I'm trying to get logistics in place to help Ukraine win the war and secure America," Vindman posted on X, adding that he was looking for philanthropic contributions to get it going. Vindman later deleted the post. A point of contact listed for the scheme was Trident International LLC, which Vindman reportedly runs with his twin brother, Yevgeny Vindman, a congressman-elect for Virginia. According to the New York Post, Yevgeny Vindman, who also goes by Eugene, earned $125,000 from Trident in the first 2 months of 2024 after not drawing a salary in all of 2023. And Alexander Vindman bought a $1.9 million property in Florida just 8 months after they formed the business, according to the report. The Post also reported that Eugene Vindman refused to answer questions about his business dealings in Ukraine after taking more than a dozen taxpayer-funded trips to the country. He had told the Prince William Times that he made 14 trips to Ukraine to investigate war crimes through the Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group, a State Department-funded initiative. Delaney Bomar, National Republican Congressional Committee spokeswoman, said at the time, "This is why Virginians can't trust Yevgeny Vindman. He's not being transparent with voters. Vindman should tell voters how he makes money and let voters decide whether making money off the war in Ukraine is the type of person they want in office." Alexander Vindman sparked the impeachment effort in 2019 after he listened in on a call between then-President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and accused Trump of withholding $400 million in Ukraine aid in exchange for dirt on Hunter Biden. Trump was impeached by the House, but acquitted by the Senate. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.